from Ephesians chapter 1, and then Tim is coming to talk to us. So I'll read just the couple of verses in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. You can see the page numbers, the older Bibles it's 825, and the orange ones it's 1173. So Ephesians chapter 1, just verses 3 to 4. Okay. So let me read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
Home, or do your mum and dads make up stories for you? No? This is a brilliant story. If you want to hear it well, you can come and sit at the front. If you're okay where you are, that's fine. There was once a wonderful man. He was powerful and very, very rich. He seemed able to do anything he wanted. One day, he came up with a plan that was bigger and more amazing than any plan anyone had ever seen before. It was a plan that would take years and years to carry out. But when you hear about this plan, you'll be amazed and you'll wish you could be part of this plan too. Let's put this down. What he wanted to do was to give something very wonderful to a special group of children. He planned to give them every blessing they'd ever needed. When he came up with his plan, these children hadn't even been born yet. But he made his plan for them anyway. It seemed that he was somehow in charge of what would happen and what he could do for them, even in the future. The group of children he chose were normal children just like you and me. But he made his plan for them way back in the past. They had no idea that the reason for all these wonderful things that kept happening to them was because the man was making it happen. They found out bit by bit that the man had made wonderful things for them. Here's some of the things he'd done. He made sure they had everything they needed from the moment they were born. When they were lonely, he made sure they had good friends. When they were hungry, he fed them with good food. When they were sick, guess what he gave them? Doctors to look after them. And he showed them his world by taking them on some brilliant holidays. The children were so happy they'd been blessed because they'd been adopted. Do you know what adopted means? It means chosen to be part of someone's family. And that's what had happened to these children. Without them even knowing why or doing anything to deserve it, this nice man adopted them into his family and made them his children so he could give them everything they needed. God blesses us now. But just like us, they were not perfect children. Sometimes they were naughty. I'm not just looking at you, Ezra. Just like me and William. Sometimes they did things they knew they shouldn't. The man gave them some good rules. But they all broke the rules. They disobeyed when they should have obeyed. They were selfish and they were unkind. Now this nice man was very angry, rightly. And very sad. The children deserved to be punished. And the punishment they deserved was very, very serious. They had to be banished from his family. But the man loved them, and the next part of his plan is the most amazing part. He blessed them by giving them a lamb It was a perfect lamb, and he loved it very much. And what he did was he took all the bad things the children had done and put them in an enormous bag, and he put the bag, strapped it to the back of the lamb, but it was so heavy, the lamb died. Now that was sad, but when the children saw that because the lamb died, they could stay in the man's family, they were so happy. They ran to the man and gave him the biggest hug they'd ever given him. He had forgiven them. The lamb had saved them from being punished. The man's lamb had paid the price for them to go free. Now the children grew up and they got separated from each other, and some of them got together now and again to encourage one another. Although they were still in the man's family, life was hard. There were people there who didn't like them and longed to see the man who'd loved them face to face. The good news is the man wrote them a letter saying that he had one more part of his plan still to happen. They had to be patient, but it was coming soon. And it's this. He said, "I will gather all my children together again in one place. There'll be no more crying, no more pain, no more sadness. All the bad things in the world that have ever happened, I will deal with. And they'll be stopped. And everyone will know who I am. And last and best of all, you know the lamb who died for you? He'll be there too. And you'll get to hug him." Now that is an amazing story, isn't it? The best thing, though, is not like any other story, you know, because that is a true story. It's about God and the wonderful thing he's done for his children. He's blessed them in the past by adopting them. Let's put this on the screen. There you go. He's blessed them now by forgiving them. And he will one day finish his plan and he'll get everybody back together again. And that will be the biggest, most everlasting, amazing party ever. Who's going to be in charge then? Well, the same person who's in charge now, Jesus. Now, what I've told you is just the first few verses of the letter a man called Paul wrote to his friends 2,000 years ago. He'd spent 3 years in a place called Ephesus getting people together and telling them about Jesus. And a church had grown up a bit like ours, but then he'd had to go away and things had been hard. And he had ended up being put in prison. And the people in that church were frightened and upset. But he did the one thing that they really needed. He told them about the plan. The plan God made to bless them in the past by adopting them. The plan to bless them in the present by forgiving them. And the plan in the future to get them all back together again under Jesus. So here's my last three questions for you. Did they need to be scared or upset anymore? No, they didn't, because they knew they were part of God's plan. Did that mean everything would be easy and they'd have no trouble in life? No. Paul himself was in prison and life is often hard for Christians. But did they have all they need to please the God who loved them? Yes, they knew that God had blessed them in the past and the present and the future. So here's what they remembered. Because of that story, when they were feeling tired or sad or frightened, God has blessed me in the past and now and in the future. Phew. And they were okay because they remembered God's great big plan. Well, I wonder if that'll be you when you face struggles or you're tired or you're frightened. Will you remember God's great plan for you? That he's blessed you in the past and the present, and he's going to get you all together again in the future for the biggest party ever. Well, that's the story.